After most results were in for the election, Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman circulated an internal memo saying Democrats can't ignore rural districts. His opponent, Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arcush, sent a similar message saying the suburbs were key. Meanwhile, GOP gubernatorial candidate Lou Barletta says he's learning from school board races and thinks parents want more control over school curricula. University of Pittsburgh historian Lara Putnam, who studies Pennsylvania politics, says her biggest takeaway is that any statewide race in 2022 will have very thin margins.
There's real intensity on all sides, but especially in the suburban areas that had been pretty traditionally Republican.
In general, Pennsylvania had relatively strong turnout for a municipal election. The Republican Supreme Court candidate at the top of the ticket also generally did worse than former President Donald Trump in rural parts of western PA, but better in competitive southeastern suburbs.